A red five-petal flower over a blue dialogue bubble, Magnolia Pictures. A cartoon cameraman with tape recorder extrudes cursive script, Duplass Brothers Productions. Text, Through Films. Freestyle Picture Company. CRE Film. A yellow scratched tabletop fades into view. Duplass Brothers Productions and Through Films present, in association with CRE Film and Freestyle Picture Co. A film by Sean Baker, Katana Kiki Rodriguez, Maya Taylor, Karen Karagulian, Mickey O'Hagan, James Ranson, Ulla Tumanian, costume designed by Shi Ching So, co-producers Chris Burgock, Radium Chung, Kevin Chinoy and Francesca Silvestri. Executive producers Mark and Jay Duplass, producers Marcus Cox and Kerry Cox. A pair of hands appear over the table written by Sean Baker and Chris Burgock, directed by Sean Baker. A rainbow sprinkled donut. Title, Tangerine, a dark-skinned blonde woman gazes out the window. To dark woman sat across. They laugh across the table like best friends.
Are we supposed to share it?
Yes, we're supposed to share it, bitch. I'm broke.
Happy man.
I've been great.
You finally got tips, bitch.
Pokes brunette.
It's the estrogen that's been kicking in. The only thing that hasn't broken down is these fucking arms. Everything else on my body looks good.
Oh, honey.
Girl, you tried it. I look like the real thing.
So, I got some good news to tell you.
What?
I've been keeping a secret about me and Chester.
Girl. Woo! I know what it is. Oh, you're girl. Breaking up with him. Thank God. Because, what? Honey, for what? Him to be cheating on you like
what?
That.
Wait, what?
Blonde leans in. They point at each other. Dark-haired woman pauses.
You didn't know?
Points and stares. The blonde woman, with pursed lips, drops her gaze, starts to speak and then pauses.
How the fuck would I know?
Girl, because everything that you've been hearing on the block about the girl that he's been with.
Girl, you're the first girl I've seen on the...
She has a fixed stare. Brunette stutters. Blonde leans back.
Who is she?
Girl, she's some white fish, I don't know.
Chester's fucking cheating on me with real fish?
Yeah, bitch, like a real fish, girl, like vagina and everything.
Stab something in table.
For 28 fucking days, and you mean to tell me that he's been out here cheating on me with-
Brunette stares at the makeup brush. Yeah. Blonde looks away.
Do I know?
Brunette shifts eyes.
Oh, no, I just know that her name starts with a D, it's something-
Blonde gnaws on the makeup brush.
Danielle. Desiree.
Blonde snarls lip.
DD. I don't know, girl.
Give me your fucking phone.
It was shut off. I had to cover your rent last month.
The dark woman glares. The blonde woman squirms in her seat, purses her lips and stares at the table.
I've been told you this was gonna happen.
Blonde glances out the window.
All men cheat. That's why they're called trade. Do them just as dirty as they do.
Smiling blonde drums fists.
Out here, it is all about our hustle. And that's... It.
Blonde sneers and licks her finger after biting the donut.
What are you?
She gets up. Marches off in short shorts. Follows her. Corner store.
It's a motherfucking disco out here, bitch. They trying to get me the fuck together. Where the fuck is she?
Blonde to tall woman in big hoop earrings.
I don't know who the fuck this bitch is, but it's a white bitch. It's a white real fish.
Girl, don't he have a lot of girls that he be messing with, girl?
Something with a D. Something with a D. Desiree. Dominique.
Destiny?
Bitch, I don't know what the fuck her name is, bitch.
The dark woman ambles down the street.
Why do a fisherman in our territory?
Go to Jane, girl, they're Jane. Oh. Wanna smoke some weed? I got some weed.
Bitch, you know I don't do downers, bitch. You know I'm an upper hoe.
Cindy!
Oh, hey, Alexandra!
Girl,
fuck. Give me a hug. Mwah, see you later. Bye, bless.
Oh, okay. I got you. Girl, calm the fuck down. It's not that serious.
Not that serious, my fucking ass, girl.
Already told you. It's just a rumor. You don't know just yet if it's true.
Bitch, I be hearing shit as you. I be hearing shit out here. I don't know the fuck it's real anymore.
They stride through a parking lot. Cut to a middle-aged cabbie gassing up his cab. He gets in and drives through the LA streets.
Cindy.
Cindy enters laundromat.
Calm your ass down now or I'm going home.
Oh, girl, shut your ass up.
That's it. I'm going home.
White boy. Where the fuck is Chester?
I don't know. I haven't seen him all day.
Oh, where the fuck he haven't seen him?
Alexandria meets two women.
Oh, hey, what's two bitch?
Girl, what's your team?
You haven't seen that white bitch either?
I haven't seen anybody. Leave me the fuck alone.
Take these flyers.
Oh, okay, okay.
Please be there tonight. Don't disappoint me.
I will. Okay. I'm gonna be there.
So I'm supposed to walk all the way down to Vermont.
Mary's at 7.
Okay.
Mary's at 7. Mary's at 7.
Okay. I'm gonna be there, I promise.
Now I gotta deal with this bitch over here. She's getting my fucking nerves.
You got any tea on you?
No, I don't.
Right, sure?
Yes, I'm sure. You're making me lose my game.
This is what the fuck I'm dealing with. I cannot take it no more. Bye.
Cindy grabs her.
Girl, wait. I cannot do this. It's too much drama.
You guys just come out here and give me all this information and have me go handle it by myself? You're the one who told me anyway.
Okay. I will go with you under one condition. You must promise me that there's not going to be any drama. Because as soon as there's some drama, I'm out of there.
I promise.
Look at me in my eyes and promise.
I promise no drama, Alexandria. Come on.
Cindy pulls Alexandria down the street. They pass a couple.
What the fuck you two looking at? Bitch, like I'm talkable. Like you can get it on me, bitch. You can't get it on me, bitch. I'm fierce as fuck. I don't know what the fuck you was tripping on, girl.
True.
They saunter along the sidewalk. Cut to a view out a passenger window. An elderly woman exits an animal hospital and approaches holding a crate. She opens the cab door.
1351 Orange?
Yes, please.
All right.
They drive.
Is that a dog or a cat?
Shakes her head.
A dog.
She sniffs and glowers.
What's the name?
Alfie.
Alfie is a very well-behaved dog, huh? He's so quiet.
She closes her eyes, takes a breath, and looks forward.
It's empty.
Her face droops and her eyes drop to the floor. Back to the two girls.
And his breath always smells like he's been eating ass for days. I mean, when I walk into the room, it shouldn't always smell like homeless. And those socks, why are those socks so fucking black? That's not a pimp. What do you see in him? Why are you looking for him?
Girl, you right. Ain't his ass I should be worried about. I should be that bitch. She's the one trying to come on my man. Bitch, she's smart. I'ma fuck her up. Girl, you so
that's
right.
Not what
you
I right. Meant.
Girl, that's exactly what she meant. Cause that bitch wanna try it with me. I can give pussy a fucking touch.
In the cab, a young girl takes selfies in a green coat and Santa hat, a smile, a hegow face, and demure. She checks the photos in her Hello Kitty covered tablet, then drops the pasted on persona, removes the hat, and fluffs her long pink hair. The cabbie keeps checking the mirror. The girl plugs in headphones and leans back, stares out the window with distant eyes. Alexandria and Cindy run into a couple in front of a mural.
Oh my god, bro, look, there's Cindy! Oh, I haven't seen her in so long, bro. She's looking good.
The mother. Oh, girl, what's up? Bitch, tell me the tea. Did you get a lot of trade up in there or what?
I want you guys to come to my show tonight. I'm so excited about that.
Tea was the night before Alexandra. Stunning goddess.
Devin P. and Sharp. Have any of you motherfuckers see Chester?
No, not
soon. Here we go again.
Bro, he found himself trying to cheat on me. While I'm up in there, girl. Me, bitch.
I wish I never told her.
I heard about that fish. Who in the fuck is she?
Desiree. Tell me Desiree.
Girl, do you really want to go back to prison? You just got out, mama.
I told her that too.
Don't you act like prison is a bad place to go.
Mama, like, you are so much better than she is.
You know how
mira. Mama,
you're mi novio.
Okay, that's fine. You know he's not your novio. He's not her. He left you for her the minute you went to jail.
That's not bro, I'm so
why
mad.
Why don't you just stop?
But all I'm going to say is this. Get that motherfucker.
Later, a skateboarder passes them on patched up sidewalk.
Girl.
No, black boy on board. They all think they goddamn little wing.
Wrought iron is everywhere.
I remember one Christmas, I was like 6 or 7. My family bought me the cutest little Barney doll that I would take with me everywhere. And one day, I put it inside the tub with me to give it a bath.
Ooh, girl, she tried her ass.
And
It just stopped working. It stopped singing the I Love You song. And I was just so upset. Yeah. The world can be a cruel place.
Yes, it is cruel. God gave me a penis. That's pretty damn cruel, don't you think?
An elderly man in the cab.
You speak English pretty good. Where are you from?
I'm Armenian.
Yeah, I knew some people who came from Armenia. They brought a lot of jewelry with them.
Wears jacket and open shirt.
They lived on that jewelry. They had a restaurant. What part of Armenia?
From the capital. From Yerevan.
Heavy jacket on a sunny day.
I'm from Oklahoma, and I'm a Cherokee Indian. I got a girl's name, Mia. But it's a feminine name in English, but it's not in Cherokee. I was named like all Indian Cherokee babies are named. First thing the mother sees when the baby's born, she names that fucking baby. So when I was born, my mama looked out the window and she seen a red bird flying overhead in the sky. Cherokee Indian name for red bird is Mia Mia. So she called me Mia. Yeah, but I think that's a girl's name. It's not. I'm glad she didn't look out the window and see an outhouse. Can you imagine? Come and look, here comes Big Shit Thompson right down the goddamn street. Here he comes.
Oh. Leans over.
You okay?
I don't know. You got any aspirin?
No.
Oh, fuck.
The elder man leans sideways on his elbow, glances out the window.
Is this Sunset Boulevard?
Yeah. You said you're going downtown, right?
Yeah. I'm in no hurry.
He grimaces, seems to gather himself, and sits up with great effort.
I'm gonna take 101, okay?
I don't give a shit. You do what you want to do, you're the driver.
Cabby smiles. The girls pass under a sign for Route 101. They round a wrought iron fence and enter a Mexican restaurant parking lot.
Remember, Cindy, no drama. Yeah, no drama.
Inside the restaurant, Cindy approaches a server.
Excuse me, por favor. Oye, mira. ¿Dónde está la negro?
Outside, they pass a sign. No drugs, no drug dealers, no loitering, no weapons. They enter and approach a man at a table checking his phone.
Nash. Hi, Nash, girl. Girl, Nash, girl.
What up, Cindy? How you feeling?
I haven't seen you in forever. Yeah. It's been a long time.
It's cool. I'm glad you're out and everything.
Look at this. Business is booming today. Yes.
How can I help you?
Oh, I just haven't seen you in a long time. You are Chester. I haven't seen Chester in a long time either.
Me neither.
And he's been hanging out with my new friend. Her name is Danny, Dominique, Desiree.
Nah, I ain't seen her. Sorry. Well, listen, Cindy, it's good seeing you, but...
No. You know where the fuck she is, so stop lying to me now. She'll tell me where the fuck she is.
Cindy, just calm down. I ain't seen nobody. It's a place of business. I'm trying
to... You know where the fuck I'm talking about? You know who the fuck I'm talking about? Tell me where the fuck she is.
Listen, first of all, get some Tic Tacs. Number two, I don't know who the fuck you talking about. This seems my place of business, and you fucking my shit up right now.
Oh, shut the fuck up, you lackey-ass bitch. Where the fuck is she?
I ain't telling you shit, and you need to get the fuck out of
Look,
here.
Look, I'm not doing this. I'm out of here, because you know I told you. I already told you. Bye.
Girl, but just, Alexandria, girl, hold on. Shut the one more minute.
Alexandria slams a paper on the table and storms out, inside.
You just go with your homeboy and get the fuck out of here?
Oh, now you want to talk shit.
Alexandria walks brisk down the street and pauses at an intersection. Inside the restaurant.
I'm not going nowhere.
I don't know.
Where are they?
She turns around, takes a step and pauses. Cut two.
I don't support that pimping shit. I stay on my side of the business. I am morally opposed to the pimping shit. So listen, don't ask me no shit like that.
Outside, Alexandria stands on the corner. Traffic speeds by. She walks off across the street. Back to the restaurant.
Listen,
half the city is down at Schrader. There's a food line, and they're giving away some $20 Christmas gift certificates. Some shit like that, all right?
Schrader.
Food line.
Thank you.
All right, come on, man. For real?
Looks like you need a new pack.
Takes his last cigarette and exits. Cindy marches down the street. Passes a food vendor. Strides past an open market.
Anybody have a light?
Near a bus stop.
Anybody have a lighter? Anybody have a fucking light? Do you have a light? Excuse me. Hey, excuse me. Hello? Do you have a light?
Man pauses. She paces at the stop. Now Cindy sits at the bus stop smoking. View of Cindy's head from behind as random passengers exit the bus. Cindy watches the people with the cigarette posed. A man ties his shoe behind the bench, people mill around, a bus ad says, they will never let go. The view shifts from behind the bench to Cindy on the bench, the shoe man rises and walks off. Cindy, who purses her lips, glances around, opens mouth and drops her chin. She gives a coy side look up the sidewalk, shakes her head and continues to glance around. Walks off. Enters the subway down an escalator. Hops the turnstile. Cindy gets on a train, cut to two drunk men in the cab.
This girl's from the Christmas party on Olympics, so just fucking go there.
One passed out.
Just go to, take us to Olympic, Mexican. He's a Mexican. You know Olympic, that's south of just fucking all the other streets, you know that, right?
Yeah.
Olympic. Just get us there quick before another guy show up there.
Vomits.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, man! Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Get out of my car. Come on. Come out. Thank Get you. The fuck out.
They just sick at the Olympic. I found it. I'll give you this. I'm burning.
Who's going to clean this? Who's going to clean this?
Relax. It's Christmas Eve. Where's your Christmas spirit?
They're sprawled on the ground as he paces around.
It's Christmas Eve.
Vomits again.
Move! You fucking animals.
He slammed the door. Alexandria ambles down the street. The sun is low. Cindy rides the subway, looking out the door.
Am I running through your house? Am I running through your fiction? Am I running through your house?
Cindy walks up into the blinding sun. Three prostitutes on the corner call to a car.
I wanna ride it.
He gonna pay for it like a trick, nigga.
I wanna ride it
like a trick, nigga. He gonna pay for it.
Go in, bitch.
I heard his dick is little.
Bitch. Is it little? I mean,
that's a fucking word.
Go in, my man.
I'm a
take silly coins boots. What do you
Mama
mean?
Mama, your baby daddy gone.
That's time. Bitch,
you better go get spiked, honey.
Bitch, I was fucking your piece the other night.
Your baby daddy right there, girl.
Tell him to run in them diapers, bitch.
Alexandra walks past the three hookers.
Don't forget my performance at 7.
Girl, yeah. Girl, you know damn well that bitch looked 2 months pregnant. How's she gonna come out here looking like a shitty ass?
Ugly ass bitches.
Is that Louie or
she
Louie?
Had my date, girl, and he said her tucker stinks.
But
no,
oh,
no, girl. But day, girl, she did ask for $80, and he is a $900 date. The bitch is
shut
stupid.
Up, me.
Cindy gallivants down Hollywood Boulevard. She weaves through the thick pedestrian traffic. A brunette woman in the cab with a present on her lap covers her mouth with the back of her hand, glares at the driver.
Dude, your cab reeks.
I know, sorry about that. We're almost there.
She leans her head out the open window and sunshine basks her face as she takes in air. Back in, she covers her mouth and scowls.
It's not gonna do anything.
Alexandria approaches a green parked car with a middle-aged man in the driver's seat.
Let me see your dick.
Why?
You already know the routine. I want to make sure you're not a cop.
I'm not a cop.
He unzips his pants. She gets in the passenger side.
What can I do for you today?
I just want to have some fun.
What kind of fun?
I was thinking maybe BBBJ.
He raises an eyebrow. She glares.
I can suck your dick with a condom for 80.
I can give you everything I have.
$40 fucking?
Oh, come on. My family's driving me fucking crazy. I just gotta get off.
That's not any of my concerns.
Okay, listen. I can do all the work and jerk myself off. Maybe you can just grab my balls or something. Please, I'll be super fast. I just need... Come on, it's Christmas.
You know what? Since it is Christmas, and I do need the money, I'll do this, but you better come fast. Run me my money, put it on the dash.
Places money on the dashboard.
Quickly.
She leans over. Back to Cindy. She approaches a line of people outside a square concrete building. Cindy crosses the street and approaches a large woman sitting on the sidewalk in the line, lightly kicks her foot.
Hey, gang.
Have you seen Chester?
Who?
Chester. Any of his fucking whores?
I don't do that anymore. Even when I see Chester, I don't want to see Chester.
Oh, you don't do dope no more.
So this is a fucking Silver Living line now. It's not the fucking food line.
You should ask Bob.
Who the fuck is Bob?
An old man front of the line. He's a regular with Chester's girls. He looks like Santa without a beard. I've been clean for 30 days. I got my chip.
Don't give a shit.
Walks off as the 30-day chip woman sighs. Alexandria in the car.
Can you give it a little stroke, please?
Can you shut the hell up? No, you didn't pay for that.
Come on.
No, you give what you pay for. This is what you pay for.
Come on, you know you want it.
She sighs with arched brow and jutted chin.
You see right through me, don't you?
Cindy.
Bob! Are you Bob? No? Who the fuck is Bob? Where's Bob? Who's
I'm Bob?
Bob.
The hand job.
Come on.
Shut the fuck up.
You're not even hard yet.
Fucking hard. Shut up.
That's hard.
Fuck off. Fuck this. It's not fucking working.
Okay,
just
well,
no.
Run me my shit.
Get the fuck out.
Run me my shit.
Just get the fuck out. It's not working, okay? There's no deal.
I'm not
deal.
Going anywhere until you get my money.
Well, I didn't come. You didn't get paid. It's all cool. Just get out.
No, you didn't come, but because of the fact that I had to touch your dirty ass.
Well, you ain't doing your job, so I couldn't come. I'm
sitting up here fucking around with you. No, I'm not going anywhere.
Get
me my shit.
Get the fuck out of my
give
car.
Give me my shit. I'm not playing
get
with
the
you.
Fuck.
Give me my... Okay, get, you know what?
Get the... Give me my fucking keys.
It's not fucking funny, goddammit. Give me my fucking keys. Not fucking funny.
You're not getting these
give
fucking
me that fucking
key. Get the fuck
give me
out
that,
of here.
Give me the fucking keys.
No.
He snatches the keys and backs up. She points and glares.
You forget I got a dick, too. Come here.
Cindy.
Dee Dee, Delilah, Daphne, something with a D. Come on, D.
Dana,
yeah, I guess that's it. Where is she? You know where they're at?
A few days ago, she was at Grand.
Off of Vermont. Classy.
She knocks the soup line food from his hand and stomps off. Two officers inside a police car.
Right?
Sure.
Simple.
That's what I do.
She comes back, takes a piece of broccoli, eats it, and is like, oh, I don't think I like this. I'm like, you haven't even eaten any food yet. So that was the beginning of it. We go after lunch,
You stayed with her, okay.
Stayed with her. We go outside next door to a coffee shop. I get Thai iced teas and I put them down. She drinks out of my...
Alexandria kicks man down the street.
Classy, I mean, huh?
Wait a minute.
Oh, speaking of classy.
Gets closer to police cruiser.
Fucking Alexander.
Oh, boy.
Have you not worked with Alexander?
No.
Help! Leo, please, help me.
Hey, off the car.
I'm in a car, shit, help!
Off the fucking car.
Get off me, help!
Oh, here's your chance if you want to go meet him.
Please, help me, officer!
Alexandra!
Officer, help me!
All right, that's enough. Let him go. What's going on?
This lady just attacked me.
He owes me fucking money.
Is this true?
No, you don't even know her. Get out of my car. She just attacked me.
So a random woman just grabs you and starts attacking you. Yes.
Check the pulse.
Takes her wrist.
Alexander.
Girl, what the fuck? You know I don't do that shit.
I don't know. What's happening?
He owes me money.
I do not owe you money.
$40?
I don't even know her.
Why does he owe you $40?
He knows me very well. Ask him.
Is that your dream Passat?
Yeah.
Well, we've seen you cruising around for at least 45 minutes. So you didn't just park.
Like 10 minutes ago, I was driving around. I was on the phone. I realized I shouldn't be talking and driving.
That's it.
To Alexandria.
Why does he owe you money?
We made a business transaction.
Officer chuckles.
Business transaction. Okay, this is what's going to happen. Christmas Eve, we're going to go our separate ways because I think that's a lot easier than calling our family and trying to explain why we have to be bailed out of jail.
Family.
Cindy marches along. She passes a concrete building. Sign reads bail bonds. Inside the cab, the driver heads down the street. He scans the area as he drives. Cindy marches past a Christmas tree lot and continues down the sidewalk. Alexandria hands a flyer to two women.
Yeah, we know. You posted a lot in the center.
Yes, at Mary's.
Yeah.
7 p.m.
Yeah. 7.
Okay, thank you, girls. I'll see you there.
The cabbie creeps along, then cranes his neck to see a possible fare ahead. The fare climbs into an idling ghost cab up ahead. He leans back and pops his hand as it drives off. Now he leans onto the passenger seat and peers out the open passenger window as he pulls forward. A woman in a short skirt and high heels ambles along the sidewalk. She glances over and continues along. He pulls up and parks ahead of her. She continues along the sidewalk. Approaches the cab.
Can I help you?
You working?
Are you a cop?
No, get in.
She gets in the cab. They drive.
Make a right here on Las Palmas.
I live right here.
No, it's really busy on the streets today, so...
Driving along, he glances at her. They stop, he turns and ogles her. His torso turned facing her with one hand on the wheel.
Are you from around here?
Shakes her head.
No.
I haven't seen you before.
He leans forward for a better look.
You are beautiful.
Leans over and slaps her thigh.
What about right here?
No, the block is hot over here. There's a spot 2 blocks up.
They drive. He turns and they continue along.
Okay, to the left, right.
An overhead view as they park in a narrow alley behind a brick building with razor wire on the roof.
So, so nice to see some fresh faces out here.
His eyes dart around the alley.
Yeah.
What's your name?
It's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah?
What can I help you with?
You girls usually have some exotic names.
Shakes head and gestures.
Selena.
Yeah?
Makes a circling speed-up gesture with her hand.
Where are you from?
Rolls her eyes.
Does it really matter where I'm from?
You new? New in town?
I'm from Santa Clarita.
Mm-mm. Can we do some French, please? Here.
He slams cash on the dash. She snatches counts and stuffs it into her bra.
These real?
Yeah, they're real.
Fondles breasts. She leans head to his lap.
Wait. No, wait. I go down. Pull it out. Yeah.
Really?
Pull it out.
She lifts skirt. He pulls away panties.
Okay.
He double takes.
What's wrong?
Shifts gaze up down.
What's wrong?
He leans and peers at her crotch.
Is it tucked?
Is it tucked? What the fuck?
What the fuck is this?
It's a pussy.
His upper lip draws up as he backs away.
Get the fuck out of my car. Give me my money. Where'd
the
you put my money?
What the fuck is your problem,
Get
dude?
Get the fuck out of my car.
Whatever,
that block you were hanging
waste
on?
My time.
That's not for pussies. All right? You shouldn't be there. Get out of my car.
Fucking homo, man.
Get out of my fucking car. That's a wrong track for you.
Fuck you, dude.
Don't work that track. Close the door.
She exits and he darts off. Cindy ambles past a giant inflatable snowman behind a tall wrought iron fence. The sun almost sets as she turns a corner. Traffic passes as she strides past dilapidated buildings. She turns into a motel and struts to the window. A sign reads, "We refuse service to prostitutes." She leans to the window.
Scotty, what number is the party room?
Holds up her open hand, heads up the stairs past the motel rooms. She pauses outside number 5. In a room, a heavyset blonde sits on a bed.
So me and my sisters, every weekend we would go down to this skating rink. And every Friday night they would have like a disco theme, but you would have to bring like a guy. And could never find a guy to go with me, so I had to dance with my sisters.
Cindy waits outside the room. She glances around, looks in the covered window and fidgets. She steps over to the door.
Hold on.
Knocks. The blonde rises and steps to the door, peeks out the peephole.
Whoa. Yeah?
Door ajar.
Chester, has any girls here?
Maybe.
And who are you?
Does Chester have any girls here?
Who the fuck are you?
Dana?
I'm not Dana.
No. I'm looking for Dana.
There ain't no Dana here.
Dinah?
Steps back. Kicks open the door.
Whoa! What the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out! Get out! Get the fuck out!
Dana was up in here. Where she at, girl?
She's in there. But you're not going in there.
Watch me, bitch.
Wait! Get the fuck out! She's in the bathroom. I'm sorry.
Where the hell is she? Dana!
No!
Fucking Dana!
Grabs her hair.
What?
Pulls her by the hair past people having sex. Drags Dinah outside. In the room, an elderly man covers his eyes.
Oh my God.
Guys, shut the fuck up! Shut up! We have neighbors, alright? I'm not getting kicked out. She's not coming back. That's what I'm telling you. She's not coming back. Girls, go! Go back in the other room! Go!
I better get a freebie next time.
No, you're not getting a freebie, alright?
Did you want me to call the cops?
Yeah, genius. Let's get the whole precinct down here, you motherfucker.
Cindy drags Dinah down the sidewalk by the scruff of her neck.
You have the wrong person!
What's your name?
Dinah!
Cut to the cab. He drives down and pulls into a parking lot. He scans over his shoulder into the shops.
Rathmick!
Hey, Alexandra, come here.
She approaches.
I'm so fucking happy to see you today. Oh my God, you would not believe what I've been through.
What happened? Get in.
Struts around the hood and enters the cab.
What a sight for sore eyes.
Back to.
Thanks for helping, you motherfuckers!
Bring your ass around.
A shopkeeper watches in the cab.
This is like the second time this month this happened to me. I'm tired of being fucking nice to people.
I got some money for you, don't worry.
View from the back seat, sunlight fills the cab as they drive and pull into a parking lot.
I think this is becoming our favorite spot.
Yeah.
They pull forward.
Hi. Just the wash.
Inside the car wash. Rosmeek leans his head down into her lap. His head bobs as the brushes clean the windshield. He continues as they move through the car wash. Cindy fights with Dinah. She drags her away. The cab continues through the car wash. Proceed to the end of the car wash, Rosmeek's head pops up. Men dry the windshield as the two sit in the cab. Sunlight filters in through the exit. The yellow cab pulls out. Cut to Cindy dragging Dinah along the street.
I don't know what's going on with your man, but it has nothing to do with any officers. What are you talking about?
Fucking name. You want a fucking name?
Yeah,
fuck, have a fucking name. You know what you're gonna get for me?
Fuck,
you're gonna get me, you, and him. We're gonna have a little sit down. We're gonna have a little chit chat about what's really fucking
going
on.
Who the fuck is him? I got 8 days to date. Just tell me what
you. Listen to me.
Picks her up. Cut to Alexandria walking to the parked cab. Hands Rosmeek an air freshener.
Merry Christmas.
You didn't have to do this.
Yes, I did.
He opens, sniffs, and hangs it from the rear view. She hands him a flyer.
What's that?
My performance is going to be at 7. All of my favorite people are going to be there.
Oh, yeah?
Miss Cindy and Miss Danny.
Wait. Cindy? Which Cindy?
Cinderella. Looks like someone has a crush.
Cindy's back on the block?
Oh, yeah, she's back. She's back and she's going hard.
Cindy tosses Dinah.
You're coming with me, okay?
Fuck.
Yeah!
I'll see you later on tonight. I have to go.
Okay.
Bye.
Alexandria leaves Rosmeek. Cindy chokes Dinah.
Oh, say you're not coming. Run away with me.
All right.
We're in agreement.
Alexandria ambles through a parking lot. A tangerine hue emanates from the sun low on the horizon. She passes and heads toward the setting sun. A tangerine sky above as Cindy drags the skinny blonde Dinah along the passing traffic. A woman makes coffee. Subtitles, she's getting skinnier and skinnier. Everyone comes to America and gets fat. Even I gained weight, but this girl gets skinnier. I don't gain or lose. You always weigh the same. Young woman serves the coffee. Subtitles, mom, I'm sorry I spilled a little bit. Where are the fruits? Fruits, coming right up. A child plays with a husky. She loves the dog, She loves that dog very much. I don't like dogs. She glares and tisks her tongue. Maybe I'll get used to it. Everything requires getting used to. You'll get used to a lot more than that. Rozmik enters, subtitles again, you want to smoke? Kisses young woman, eat something, please help yourself. She brings a plate to the three women, Rozmik deposits keys in a glass. Subtitles, how are you Rozmik? Good, how are you? Good, thank God. How is Ashat? Good, he's growing old, with me, any business out there today? Alexandria wanders past houses lit with Christmas decorations at night. Rozmik's home, subtitles, let her grow up a little and then Yeva can start working also. Well, I came here to help with the child so they can work. That's the right thing to do. That's what grandmothers are for, so they can help take care of my sweetie pie. Ashkan, she looks like you. No, she looks more like Rozmik. Especially her smile. Come here, sweetie. Come and sit with daddy. Cindy. Drags Dinah across the night street. Enters restaurant where Nash sits at the table.
Hello, where's fucking Mia? Where's your fucking friend?
This is the person you were talking about.
Where's your fucking friend at?
You need to help me.
Fuck her. I don't care about her. Fuck her when she's learning to
what
the fuck is.
What have you done to her?
Yeah, Chester. Where's Chester?
Chester's not gonna be cool with this shit.
You know Chester?
Yes, I know Chester.
Where's Chester? All right, you got to get her the fuck out of here.
Shut the fuck up. Where's Chester at? I'm not leaving the work he's talking about.
Calm down. He's at donut time.
At donut time, great.
Hold on. All right, when you see him, could you kind of not tell him that I'm the one that kind of told him that he was there?
Cindy drags bruised Dinah.
Time to make the donut, bitch.
They stride towards a bus. Cindy pulls Dinah and she falls. She pulls her on and the bus leaves.
Fuck up.
Because I want to see Jester right now. I can't wait to see that motherfucker.
He doesn't like you, girl. You ain't special. Yeah. You're like,
okay. I don't think I'm special, but I'm his bottom bitch for the last 2 weeks, bitch.
You're
and when
bitch.
You find out what the hell you've been doing to me, I swear to God, you're going to take that cheap ass wig off your head and shove it up your fucking gaping asshole.
Alexandria outside an open-air bar. The manager gazes as she paces back and forth. He places his glasses on his head. She continues to pace. On the bus.
Ah! You might be his bottom bitch, but his girlfriend, you fucking whore.
Oh my fucking god. You're Chester's girlfriend? Is that what you fucking think? Chester's not motherfucking girlfriends, and you are definitely not one of them.
You fuck do I look like?
Like, y'all niggas are going to like Red Lobster and shit. Oh, this is my boyfriend. You are so mad pathetic right now. You're like home, like waiting for him to call and shit. That's sad. That's fucking sad. I'm getting dragged around this fucking city is not as sad as you sitting home thinking your chest is a motherfucking girlfriend.
Alexandria pacing outside the bar.
I'ma perform. Don't worry.
To the manager at a podium.
I'm gonna blow your fucking mind.
On the bus, Dinah's barefooted and bruised. Cindy holds her arm. Dinah bends down.
Get my fucking hair thing? Is that okay with you? Girlfriend. Fucking pathetic. Girlfriend.
What time is it? What fucking time is it? What time is it?
Points to info screen. December 24th, 2014, 7:08 p.m. Cindy drops her head, glances from side to side. Dinah sits back, mascara smeared.
Fuck.
Cut to Alexandria.
I'm gonna put Kool-Aid on, that's gonna be it. She goes on forever, you know she goes on forever.
Inside the bus, donut time passes by. Dinah stands.
Ow, we're at donut time, fucking retard.
We got something else to do first.
They'll be here.
Your fans are not here. All right, Miss Crawford?
You're going with me. You got no fucking choice, okay?
Is it a double date with you and Chester? Because I would really fucking love that.
Cindy sits back, crowding a woozy Dinah.
fun. We're buddies now. We're buddies. We suck the same cock.
Cindy stares at Daya, who looks at the floor, pulls her arm away.
How much you cost? How much can I buy you for, huh? How much are you tripping me out for out there?
It's your fucking nasty clothes. You couldn't afford it.
My nasty clothes? What's this? Tricks R Us?
The bar.
Listen, sweetheart. I'm bummed.
The bus arrives.
Next year, okay?
Right here. Come on, bring your ass.
Cindy pulls Dinah off the bus.
Allie, girl! Outside your girl out of here, girl! Woo, girl! Woo, girl, I'm tired as hell. I didn't think I was gonna get here on time.
What the fuck is this?
So, girl, how late am I? I think I'm like 5 minutes late. 5 minutes late, right?
What did you do to her?
Don't worry about her. You gotta go on stage. Come on.
Alexandria puts up her hands and stares.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
Look, my friends are here.
He stares slack-jawed.
Come on. Come on.
How you doing?
This one has one shoe.
She from the hill. She hillbilly. Come on, girl.
Roz meets home. They toast. Mm-hmm. Subtitles. Merry Christmas. Good to see you.
Totally good kiss.
Come here, baby. The toddler runs away. Has she eaten? She doesn't eat this kind of food. I will feed her later. Let's toast to the head of this household. They raise their glasses. All the best to you and your family. Thank you. Wishing you the same. To your health. Ashkan, you have a great son-in-law.
Love him.
He's great but gets tired too much. At the bar.
You know what the fuck I'm gonna do with this hair? It's just super straight like them fucking Asian hoes.
Is that how you like it?
Yeah, sometimes, but not all the time. It don't have to always be like that. Let me do this.
Yes, fit your face, fit some mug. That's what everybody's looking at.
You always get these eyebrows done.
Yes, you do.
Applies makeup.
You know, why did you bring her here?
She glares.
Fuck her. We ain't worried about her. She ain't nobody. Today's about you. Why are you so worried about her anyways with that fucked up face?
Look
of
at
yours?
Her. You didn't have to Chris Brown the bitch.
I told you what I had to do today. You act like I be playing. You know what I say, shit, I mean it, girl.
Taps Alexandria's face.
You wanna go on stage looking like this?
What exactly are you implying?
I imply that you using my eye. And let me do what I need to do.
Dinah glares from the toilet.
Do you want my help or not?
Cindy opens her makeup bag.
Your highlight's all fucked off, girl.
You need to learn how to blend. Your chestnuts are roasted on the bottom of your chinny chin chin.
What exactly are you doing to my face?
I don't make it look better than what she looked like before.
You try.
Applies makeup. Dinah reaches in bag.
I'm so over it. I don't even know what to do.
Yo, bitch, what the fuck you want?
She turns to Dinah holding drugs. She locks the door and steps to Dinah.
Girl, fix your own makeup. You know how to do. I toss you. Highlight, contour, blush, blemish, blam, bam.
No, just stay over there. I don't want to smell that shit.
Can I enjoy it in peace, please? Had a stressful day today.
Come on. Yo, that's my shit.
It's my pipe.
Cindy lights the pipe and inhales. Passes pipe.
I can feel it. Oh, girl, hit her. She's smoking up.
You gonna bring this bitch here, now you smoking this shit.
Rosmeek stares. Face taut at the dinner table. Bathroom.
Girl, what the fuck is the red lip gloss?
Yeah, you seen it. I know you did.
That's cool, yeah.
Chester took it. He took it like a champ. Let me tell you, Chester is a natural born sailor.
If you're trying to set me, it's not gonna work. I give zero fucks with you and Chester.
Oh, girl. He was all that he can be when he joined my Navy.
Does your friend ever shut up?
No. That bitch been talking ever since I met her.
Runs fingers through Dinah's hair.
Oh.
Rosmeek enters the bathroom and turns on the light. Leans over the sink and splashes water on his face. Glances at himself in the mirror and dries his hands and face. Stares in the mirror, removes something from his pocket, looks down and closes the door. He stands over the sink, looks down at Alexandria's flyer. Folds it and puts it in his back pocket, staring in the mirror. Wipes his face and exits. Alexandria sits on stage in a red dress.
She broke. She ain't got no money.
Okay.
Do you want a drink?
Yes.
I would like.
I'll bring you some water.
Is it free?
Yes, the water is free.
So.
This next one is one of my favorites. I hope it's one of yours.
Shit, I need some more of that shit, girl. That Tina, bro.
Yes, girl.
Cindy exits the booth, Rosmeek and wife in kitchen.
Yes.
Subtitles, I'm going to go to work. Tina? Now? Yes, I didn't earn a penny today. But we're eating. So what? It's Christmas Eve. I have no patience for her. Make sure she doesn't make a fuss. I'll take care of it. Grabs keys, kisses toddler, subtitles, forgive me but I have to go to work. What do you mean you have to leave? You just got home. I haven't made a penny today. I'm going to work a few hours. It's Christmas and I have guests. It's okay, mom.
Yes, you little name.
Mom, love.
It's okay, you don't have to make money today. It's Christmas. What do you mean if I don't make money? How do we live? It's okay, mom. It's Christmas Eve. Christmas is for Americans. For us, it's another work day. You live in America now.
Can you please tell her to close her mouth, please? I'm not in the mood.
He exits. Subtitles, what did he say? Yeva. What did he say? He said he must go. He speaks English, but he doesn't celebrate Christmas. He should have stayed home tonight. She sits. I know, but his real Christmas is on the 6th. Today isn't his real Christmas. He was the only man at the table. He was pouring us cognac. Now we have to pour it ourselves. Mom, he's the only one working and supporting this household. Let's not let this ruin our night. In the bathroom, Cindy lights the pipe and takes a puff. Dinah glares at Cindy with arms folded. Dots of light flicker around the bathroom. Cindy puffs the pipe. Dinah gestures at Cindy, who stumbles towards her. Dinah gestures and Cindy reaches over and caresses her hair. Cindy backs off and hands Dinah the pipe and lighter. She puts the pipe to her lips and lights it. Cindy moves towards the mirror, gazes at Dinah. She leans over and pulls her towards her. Cindy softly smiles at Dinah as she jerks her forward. Cindy lifts her hand, Dinah flinches. Cindy pauses, staring into her eyes. She moves her hand and slowly, Dinah stares ahead. Cindy applies foundation to Dinah's face. She puts away the sponge and reaches into the makeup bag. grabs lipstick and dots her lips, smiles, leans over and applies it on Estola Dina's lips. Lifts Dina's chin. She puckers her lips. Cindy points to the mirror, Dina leans over and they gaze into the mirror, Cindy nods approvingly. Cut to them exiting the bar. Alexandria passes the bald manager cash as she leaves. Ramzik drives his cab. Alexandria scowls in the seat in front of Cindy and Dina on the bus.
You did good, girl. You sound good tonight, girl. She sound good, right? She sound good, girl. Tell her she sound good.
I mean, you did sing and you sang. Hi, I'm gonna keep it real with you right now. This is not critical. This is not anything like rude. This is just being real with you. Honestly, it sounded a little old. Like, it didn't sound like new music. It sounded like something I'd hear like a long time ago. Like, what I'm saying is like, I know where I'm coming from, because I know a lot about the music industry. I know a lot of people in the music industry. I myself sing.
Ramzik approaches the bar. He strides toward the bald manager on a stool at the entrance.
Hello, sir.
Hey.
Do you know if this is still going on?
Oh, look at this. It's cute. No, she's gone.
Hands back the flyer.
She was up. She was on. She's done.
Oh.
She left.
She was with a friend. Her name is Cindy.
Oh, the train wreck and the hot mess, yeah.
They left?
What do you mean they left? Yeah, they're gone.
On the bus.
The cool thing is, though, I mean, look, you played in a club. You got people paying you to play the club. I mean, that's pretty cool. I don't have that.
Cindy shushes.
What? You don't want to talk about how much you got? Oh, she doesn't want to tell me how much she got paid. How much did you get paid?
Girl, she didn't get paid, girl. She paid the thing, girl.
What do you mean? I don't even understand what you're talking about.
I can hear you.
Spins round and back.
You paid? Wait. You paid them to let you sing? That's sad. Hold up. So you gave him like $20 and said, let me sing a Christmas song?
Bro, stop. Not like you could do any better anyway.
Ramzik's home. Subtitles. Mother, I'm not discussing this. Yeva clears the table as mother glares.
Yes.
I'm your mother. If I don't talk about it, who will? Mother, stop. I'm not cleaning up. I'm going to bed. Yeva storms off. Ashkan stands at the table. On the bus. They exit the bus, Cindy pulls Dina and Alexandria follows.
Hey, look who's back. Hi, baby.
I'm never this yet.
Girl, you see a bitch about it.
You're cute. Yes, I love your sweater, your feet fur.
What is wrong with you? Are you on something?
Yes. I'm on. I'm going to kick your fucking ass and be talking to you again. I'm busy.
You've been out of jail for 24 hours. She started causing drama. Drama!
You two stay your asses here, okay? Until I come get you. Sandra, you better wash her and don't move your black ass.
Cindy enters donut time. She pauses at the entrance, drops head and moves her hand along the tray holder, lifts head and glares at a tattooed man in blue hoodie in the booth who leans back, drops jaw, he gazes slack-jawed and tilts head. Cindy stands, tilts head. The tattooed man opens palms and smirks. He points at Cindy and leans back.
Girl, where you been?
Chester.
Ramzik drives and leans over, scans the sidewalks through the passenger window. Donut shop.
I thought they let your ass out at noon. Where you been all day?
Glowering Cindy stands at the garbage.
What? Sin, sit your ass down.
You know, you could have at least had a decency to come pick me up.
Uh-huh. Who the fuck am I gonna get come pick you up? You know, I got Nash working on my mind. I got Ty on the west side, right? I mean, I be running around taking care of business and shit, doing what I do all day, you know, running this shit. And then fucking, it's on top of that, it's motherfucking Christmas Eve. And you know how these motherfuckers get? They like fucking want to get their last minute shopping in and shit.
Alexandria leans against the wall, glares at Dina who stares forward.
I had $2. $2. You know what I spent that on?
What?
The bus and a donut.
Sin, sit your ass down. It don't matter, we here now, sit down.
She stands glowering.
Did you at least give me a Christmas present?
Chester stares wide-eyed and slack-jawed, hesitates.
Well, I mean, I gift is like me fucking running shit, like saving money, like make, cause I know you was getting out today. Surprise you, I was gonna take you to Roscoe's tomorrow for maybe like a fucking, like a nice Christmas dinner and shit. Like I thought that'd be special.
Cindy glares, bites lip, squints eyes.
What?
You know, I feel you, but I got you one. I think you're gonna like it. I'm gonna get it for you right now, hold on.
Where the fuck you going? Oh, what the fuck is this shit?
I just wanna
fuck her! Fuck her now! Ugh. Fuck her!
Oh, really?
Oh, you wanna fuck her for everybody, right? For everybody to see it.
Fuck her,
come on! Fuck her! Come on,
is
this what you want?
I
28 motherfucking days that you're out here cheating on me with fish?
I did not cheat on
you're
you.
You're fucking liar! Everybody on goddamn block knew about it but me!
Hey! I'm gonna call a cop.
Server bangs counter. Mother walks outside.
You want me to call a cop?
Mama son, I'm sorry. I'm gonna chill these motherfuckers out.
She gets in a waiting cab.
Hi.
Hi.
Subtitles. Are you Armenian? Yeah. What is your name, son? Caro. Caro, do you know Razmik? Which Razmik? Razmik Simonian, he is one of your drivers. Yes, of course. I know him very well. I need you to take me to him right away, please. Where do you think he might be? Caro stares. I am his mother-in-law. Oh, he should be around the West Hollywood area. I will find him for you. Grab CB.
Razmik, what is your location?
Razmik is not working tonight. I knew it. I told her he is not going to work. What is the matter, auntie? How well do you know my son-in-law? Inside.
Mom?
Yeva looks into the empty apartment. The dog enters the living room. In the cab, we will find him, but we may drive all night, okay? Yes, drive, it's okay. Yeva on the balcony watches the cab pull away, donut shop.
This thing busts in, drags me out by my hair, tries to beat my ass, and then she took me to some boring-ass drag queen show.
Bitch, ain't no motherfucking drag queen. I'm losing sympathy for you by the minute.
Hold up. This motherfucking commotion, this is all that shit that Graham was about, this bullshit right here?
Merry Christmas.
Yo, I thought that was a bust. Hold up. Listen. I don't give no kinds of shit about this bitch, all right? But please, please tell me you didn't lay a hand on Jillian. Please tell me you didn't go.
Why am I gonna lay a hand on Jillian? It's not like you're fucking Jillian. You're fucking Jillian too, aren't you?
Hold on, there's been some like sort of misunderstanding here, all right? Who name you see tattooed here? Huh? What's that say?
Yep.
What's that name say? That's your name. Hey, mama, sorry. Come here, read this motherfucker. What's this
no,
say?
No, you need pissing the fuck off sometimes, Chester.
Hey, what's this say? It's this motherfucker don't say Dana, does it?
It's Dina.
I don't give a fuck what her motherfucking name is. All right, but boo, you have got to get a hold of yourself, okay? You be tripping, all right? Hey, look at me, look. Who's your man? Who's hot piece for you? This hot. Who's your man? I'm your motherfucking fiance. You can't be acting this motherfucking crazy.
Did you just say fiance?
You two
we're getting married. You just went from half bag to full bag.
Right. Guess what? Get your life.
Shut the fuck up. Come here, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
They said you was legit. They didn't say you were legit.
Bitch, shut the fuck up. Bitch, you talk when I tell you to motherfucking talk.
Did he just say you were getting married?
Yes, I proposed right before she got herself arrested.
Before I got myself arrested, actually, you got me arrested when you asked me to hold your teener and my weed. You're like, oh, Cindy, the cops are coming. Why don't you hold my teener?
Are you fucking serious?
Oh, I propose to you. We'll get married. We'll get sweet things.
Listen. I can't be getting popped on this shit. For you, it's just holding. For me, it's intent to distribute.
Oh my God, that is not the tea.
This right here, is this what you fucking want?
Okay.
What?
Okay. Listen. You gotta lower your voice, all right? They're gonna kick our fucking stupid asses out of here. Mother son, I'm sorry. I'm gonna shoot you motherfuckers out. Okay. Now I'm gonna buy some donuts, all right? I'm gonna buy some donuts. And the three of us, we're gonna fucking chill. Chill.
In the cab. This weather in LA doesn't help to set the holiday mood. There's no Christmas without snow. Christmas is Christmas regardless of the weather, checks rearview. Feels fake. Los Angeles is a beautifully wrapped lie. Caro grins and nods.
Agree to disagree.
I'm learning English.
Mama-san, I like your hair.
All right, do you...
What do you want? Hurry up.
Do you have watermelon flavor?
No.
Don't you think we should be getting the Christmas donuts? I mean, it's motherfucking Christmas Eve. Like, let's celebrate.
Mama-san, does your husband ever cheat on you?
Who's gonna marry her smiling ass?
The one who ordered her offline.
How happy she is.
Oh yeah, I have another customer.
Okay.
What do you want?
Ramzik leans forward as he drives, scours the area. He pulls into a fast food parking lot, motions to a woman inside.
Can you come here a second? Just 1 second.
He pulls forward and the woman comes out.
Hey baby, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. You ready for me?
Listen, have you seen Cindy tonight?
Yeah, I seen her, baby. She's involved in some drama, but I'm right here.
No, I really need to find her. Do you know where she's at?
Yeah, I know.
Steps back.
And?
And I know I need a cheeseburger.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Reaches into pocket.
Yeah, this is your cheeseburger.
Hands cash.
And some French fries.
Where is she?
She holds out hand. Motions for more.
Give me that money back. Here, I'm gonna give you this. Where is she?
She's at Donut Time.
Snatches it.
Big spender.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Donut Time.
And at the Long Beach Barbecue Festival, he said I was the only girl he ever truly loved.
That's true.
You know, people who love people don't go fucking other people's
ass. Shit, I did not motherfucking cheat on you. I'm a businessman, alright? I move product, that's what I do. Alright, sometimes I gotta test the merch, is all.
How many times did he fuck you?
Don't answer that.
How many times?
He fucked me plenty, okay?
How many?
What's fucking wrong with you?
Like, 10? Like, I never had a pimp who didn't fuck me.
So you have to check your merchandise 10 times, Chester.
Alright, listen, not another word from you. You shut your fucking mouth.
Ramzik drives.
28 days, you mean to tell me nobody was taking care of you? Nobody.
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 Nope.
Cab meter $42.25, subtitles ante. Are you sure you want to keep looking? What was your name again? Caro. Caro, please don't waste my time. Take me to Rosmeek.
Please.
Rosmeek enters shop.
Chester, I was at Twin Towers, not fucking Wasco State Prison.
You really do have a crush, don't you?
Cab, okay. I will take you to your son-in-law, but do you know why? Because he has to understand that even if he does not respect himself, he must respect his family. Shit floats to the surface. Donut shop.
Sit your ass fucking down. Nah, man, she ain't fucking available. She wouldn't be right now. She ain't fucking working.
I will be real quick, just 15 minutes.
Yeah, probably just 15 minutes.
Chester in Rosmeek's face.
Who are you?
Nigga, who the fuck are you? I'm a motherfucking fiance. Bounce, motherfucker!
You retired? I didn't know you retired.
Yeah, she fucking retired.
Why didn't you tell me you retired?
Maybe I am available. Maybe it'll be a freebie. My shiny fiance shouldn't mind.
Wait.
Cab, have you ever been to Santa Monica and Highland? Oh, I don't remember. You will remember.
Yo, listen, I got a query. You married, right? Nigga, you got a fucking wife, I know you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, when you be fucking my bitches, you don't consider it cheating, do you?
Paying for it. It's not like we're getting married.
Oh, you see? That's the shit right there. That is what I'm talking
you
about.
You didn't pay for it, Chester.
Cab, he's lucky he's in America. Imagine if he was in Armenia. Mom bites her tongue.
Are you available?
I don't think she got what she want. Rah, rah.
Nigga, come in. We talk to you.
Cab. There's his cab. Should I stop here? Stop right here.
So I'm feeling fucking generous. I have a motherfucking holiday spirit, all right? Nigga, I'm gonna get you Pinkberry. You ever heard of Pinkberry? Oh man, trust me.
Mom outside cab subtitles. You know what? It's okay. I don't need money.
Merry motherfucking Christmas, you know what I'm saying?
Caro, Happy New Year. Mom rushes into Donut Time.
Suspicious?
I'm me?
That is a cute ass.
What are you doing here? What are you doing here? I don't understand. You said you were going to work. I am at work. I'm getting coffee. Did Jeva bring you here? Is she here? No, Yeva did not. Caro brought me here. Which Caro? Come on, you have to go home. I'm not going anywhere until I get an explanation. Who are these people? These are just regular people. Come on, let's go home. I said I'm not going to go anywhere. Oh, I see. You are smoking marijuana with these people. Oh my god. What are you talking about?
She thinks I'm doing drugs. Can you please tell her I don't do drugs?
Please tell her. He don't do my drugs.
You see?
Fuck all these bitches. He fuck my bitches.
Are you crazy?
This bitch. Prostitution?
No!
How you say that shit in Russian? Oh, prostituki!
Oh, these are prostitutes. These are prostitutes. Ashkin, let me explain. Oh my god, these are men.
Where do you find out about that one, yo? That's a prostitute.
Oh dear lord, my heart is going to stop. I'm going to have a heart attack.
I can't have your wife dying up in here.
She's dying, yo.
You gotta tell her I don't know you. Remember, this is my mother.
Motherfucker, I don't know you. I don't know that bitch
either.
What's with you?
Hold on. She calling the police.
Yeva, shoot that
out. Yeva come to the corner of Santa Monica and Highland Donut Shop.
They never gonna find us.
Rosmik tries to wrestle phone from Ashkin. Your husband is with gay prostitutes. Corner of Santa Monica and Highland. Done. Ashkin glares, counterwoman motions them to leave. At home, Yeva dresses their toddler. She picks up the toddler and exits, the dog watches them go. Outside the donut shop, they smoke the pipe.
Oh shit. Whose shit is this? This isn't mine, this is good.
Inside, Ashkin, listen to me. Let's go home. Don't touch me? What do you mean don't touch me? Why did you come here? Come on, get up. Don't touch me.
Hurting you? I can call police.
No, I'm not hurting her. This is my mother-in-law. She's just a little bit crazy. No cops, please.
Did you hear what she said? Alexandria raises eyebrow.
Oh, how was the performance, Alexandria? Oh, it was great. Thanks for asking.
Alexandria glares. Yeva glowers as she drives. Checks the mirror. Her toddler sucks on a bottle in the backseat. Alleyway.
You think the government don't know about fucking aliens and spaceships and shit? You think that they not keeping it a secret from us?
Exactly. That's
cool. That's right. I'm with this bitch.
I know you're with that bitch.
Not like that.
You are embarrassing me. No, you are embarrassing us. Come on, get up. What do you want from us? Don't you feel sorry for my daughter?
So did Mr. Falafel have a big dick?
Lights the pipe.
What? Spit it out.
I didn't. I swallowed
it. I know. I fucking set that one up.
She's going to call the police. In front of all of these people, I'm going to rip your mask off. Listen to me. Get up. Let's go. I'm going to find out what you are doing here. Yeva carries the toddler into the donut shop. She enters the shop. Are you people totally insane? Why did you bring the baby here? Mom, what's going on here? Your husband is a dog. Dog. Mom, what's going on with you? You think I don't know? I check your bank statements. Every night he withdraws cash from your account. What does he spend it on? Them? This is embarrassing. Please, let's go home. Mom, why are you getting involved in my family's affairs? It's none of your business. You can pretend to be blind, but I cannot. Get up. We're going home. I'm not going to allow Haim to get away with this.
Leave him alone. See that? Help me out, sister. When your husband goes out and buys a girl like me, do you consider that cheating?
Cindy, can you please not talk to my wife, Cindy? Please.
Get your hands
you
off
even
her.
Know their names. Oh my god.
No, of course he knows my name. Say my name.
Yo, you're the bitch they threw out.
Just shut your ass up, girl.
What is the prostitute saying to you?
Yo, no shit.
This
is the guy hoes you get, you dumb assholes like this.
He comes home every night smelling like cheap perfume and you don't say anything. I know my husband well enough. Come on, let's go. You think you know him. You are blind.
Why what? What? She's been trying to destroy our family from day one.
No, you are.
Girl, he was no good for her anyway. apologize. Just apologize to the bitch.
Don't be a pussy, yo. Do not apologize for shit, yo.
Shut up and get out of our business, okay?
That's right, Ra Ra. You should apologize for taking her to a fucked up hairdresser.
Oh, I see that is candy.
What is the prostitute saying to you? Razmik supports the family. He takes care of us. What are you talking about? He only takes care of himself. I'm going home. Mom, what do you want to do? Destroy my family?
You in 10 years, kid!
Oh my god, I hate men.
I'm going to rip his mask off. Sometimes a wife has to turn a blind eye. Ashkan hops up, group smiles. They exit.
Have her, mama.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Bitch, call me. No, your wife is hot.
You... And you, and you, oh, get out!
No, I'm sorry.
Get up, back up, now!
The four stand in front of Donut Time. Chester lights a cigarette, turns to Cindy, who takes the lit cigarette, puffs, and hands it back to him.
You cool?
Alexandria fixes her hair while Dinah paces.
I know what you're trying to do.
Come on, I ain't trying to do shit.
She tries to force the cigarette in his mouth. He pushes it away and kisses her. Alexandria side-eyes to Dinah, who turns and glares at the kissing couple. Cindy pushes Chester away.
You know, you really piss me off sometimes, Chef.
I know. I know.
But it's good to see you, baby.
Good to see you, too.
You know, I kind of wish you didn't tell me.
Wait, you wish who didn't tell you what?
Duh.
What do you mean, duh? Whoa. Hold up.
Right.
Hold up. This bitch is the one that told you about this shit? You the one that caused all this motherfucking commotion? Her motherfucking ass goes motherfucking crazy on one of my hoes because you started this shit? You get my ass thrown out of motherfucking Donut Time where I conduct my day-to-day shit, right? Bro, you act so right motherfucking high and mighty about this shit. Right. Yeah, I see it. Oh, no. But he the thing. What didn't she tell you? She didn't tell you that me and her was knocking it 3 weeks ago?
Oh.
What, you didn't want to fucking tell her that part?
You saved her that shit?
You didn't tell her?
Shit.
Cindy. Well, Cindy fucking what? Can you motherfucking believe this shit?
What is he talking about?
I fucked your best friend. Yeah, that's right. Oh, you fucking didn't tell her. Oh, that's interesting. You fucking tell her about this shit, but not about me and you. No. That's right. No. Don't get it twisted, girl. This bitch don't give no fuck about you. She don't give no fuck about you. Don't get it twisted. Now, she jealous. She jealous of my hoes. You know what I think? I think she jealous of us. Oh, no, you didn't tell her that shit, did you? I see what's motherfucking going on here. I see what is fucking going on here. This motherfucking girl thing. This is between y'all asses.
Yeah.
It's between you two, right? Right? So I'm motherfucking out. This is some girl shit. You guys work this motherfucker out. Let me know when you get it fixed up. Let me know.
Yo, the shit she did to me was just a warm-up for your ass, bitch.
Dinah struts to Chester under the glowing Donut Time sign. Alexandria turns her gaze from Cindy. Cindy approaches her, drops her head, then glares at Alexandria.
You two deserve each other.
Cindy walks off.
What the fuck are you laughing at?
Shut your stupid ass up.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Cindy!
Alexandria chases after a glowering Cindy.
Cindy, talk to me.
Quickens her step and catches up.
But I didn't mean to hurt you, sweetheart.
Shows her the hand.
You know you're my best friend. You know I love you. I'd never do anything to hurt you.
Cindy tears up.
Say something.
Can I at least take a cab home?
Dinah stares. Chester looks ahead.
Oh, shit. Like, that Armenian dude just left, so... I mean, I guess he, like, shit out of luck.
Razmik's home. Get down. No wonder she's crying having a father like that. Mother, please. Razmik limps into the living room. He pauses with palms on his hips. Stares toward the room where they went as the dog trots by. Cindy and Alexandria continue forward. Bats her hand away. They continue ahead. Dinah, with arms folded, presses on down the street. head down. She meanders past a wall of glowing Christmas lights. Cindy passes two prostitutes as two fire trucks race past. Alexandria trails her. Rosmeek sits in an armchair with hands clasped and stares vacantly at the floor. The glowing lights of the Christmas tree are next to him. Cindy walks, head down.
Cindy, will you just talk to me? Come on.
She passes a laundromat. Dinah lumbers down the sidewalk and folds her arms as she passes a man who limps along. Cindy catcalls a passerby.
Yeah, Daddy.
He continues on as she stands on the sidewalk. Alexandria watches from a distance.
Look. It was only once. It didn't mean a thing.
Dinah continues along, enters the motel breezeway. An open sign glows above a barred window. She passes by curtained windows to door number 5. She knocks. The heavy-set blonde peeks through the curtains. She bangs again. The blonde opens but pushes her back.
Yeah, I have a full house. I called in another girl. So, just hang, okay?
Dinah exhales, shakes her head and closes her eyes as the door closes on her face. The seated Rosmeek continues his contemplative stare at the floor. The glow of the twinkling tree lights reflect on the wall. Cindy stands on the sidewalk as traffic passes by. Alexandria continues to stare from a distance. Dinah crouches on the curb outside the hotel door. She hugs her knees, looks to the ground, then droops her head. Suddenly she scrunches her face and kicks off her flip-flop. Back to Cindy.
Please, Cindy. I'm sorry. Great, now get the fuck out of here, leave me alone.
Rosmeek barely side glances toward the room where his family went, then continues to stare at the floor. Light glows from the empty hallway across the room. He raises his head and looks toward the passage.
Now let me make my money and go the fuck home.
Cindy struts across the parking lot to a parked car. Alexandria glares, pauses and turns to walk away.
Are we looking for a party?
Oh,
oh my God.
Merry Christmas, you tranny.
Throws liquid in her face.
You pissed on your brother!
Alexandria pauses as the car speeds away, rushes to Cindy and then gags while holding her nose.
Oh my God, you just threw fucking piss on me. Look. It's in my mouth. Look at the fucking hair. I don't have no fucking money for new hair.
Alexandria pulls Cindy past shops into the now empty laundromat. Leads her to a deep sink cubby space at the back.
Come on.
Hidden in the cubby space, Cindy removes her top and tosses it into a laundry cart.
You know what? Why don't I just take these off too?
Takes out her bra implants and tosses them in the basket. She leans her head against a commercial dryer.
This has to come off too.
She grabs Alexandria's hands off the bra.
Okay.
She pushes them away, breaks eye contact, removes her wig and throws it into the cart. The two sit opposite ends of a bench in the laundromat, Cindy wigless with heavy cheek on hand, glances away then at Alexandria who stares off into the distance with hands clasped on her lap. Cindy looks away and then Alexandria turns to the pouting Cindy. Now Alexandria gazes forward and Cindy glares at Alexandria, then away from her. The two eventually make eye contact and Cindy looks to the floor.
Girl, here.
Alexandria removes her wig, passes it to Cindy. She smiles with chin shrugged and puts it on. View looking in the windows of the laundromat. Alexandria helps Cindy with the wig. Back inside.
Oh, girl. Pull that down.
Probably we'll just be bald together.
They both crack suppressed smiles.
This hair actually looks good on you.
Now, as for me...
She touches her head and pulls down the hairnet. Gazes at Cindy and fixes Cindy's bra strap. The two gaze at each other. Cindy starts to look ahead, glances back at Alexandria and then looks away while grabbing Alexandria's hand. Alexandria tilts her head with a touched smile. Cut to black. Credits appear, Katana Kiki Rodriguez as Cinderella. Maya Taylor as Alexandra. Karen Karagulian as Rosmeek. Mickey O'Hagan as Dinah. Ala Tumanian as Ashkin. And James Ranson as Chester. Louisa Nurzian as Yeva Arson Grigorian as Caro. Ian Edwards as Nash Scott Krinsky as Parsimonious John CLU Gulliger as the Cherokee Anna Fox as Selena Chelsea Lynn as Madam Jillian Shi Ching So as Mama San. And others. Credits continue. Unit Production Manager / First Assistant Director Julie Cummings. Location sound recording by Erin Strauss. Editor Sean Baker. Music Supervisor Matthew Smith. Casting by Sean Baker. Chris Burgock. Producer Sean Baker. And others. Shot entirely on Apple iPhone 5S, captured with the Film IC Pro app anamorphic capture courtesy of Moondog Labs. First edition 133x anamorphic adapters. Moondog Labs. Filmed on location in sunny Hollywood, California.